It's Tuesday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mystery Wrestling Theater 420, episode 69, season 3, episode 22. We're going to call it Sexual Chocolate.
I don't know why I laughed so bad. God. Quick happy birthdays to General Adnan, Mike Tanay, five-time Booker T, and Scotty Riggs, Big E, Emma, and Kyle O'Reilly.
Also, Super Sage Northcutt.
Yes.
And Aspen Ladd.
Okay.
Also, two that I looked up. Clearly.
Yes, clearly. All right.
So we watched AEW.
All of AEW this week, pretty much.
The Darks were what the Darks are. Like, they're just...
Dude.
Super squash matches.
I see what you mean about...
The commentary's better, though.
Yeah, I barely remember anything that actually happened on Dark Evolution, but, like, what I do remember is Big Show and fucking Mark Henry fucking speaking of sexual chocolate.
That's actually why I wanted it in the title.
Dude, between them two, I just, like, that's all I paid attention to for... I mean, most of it's just, like, 5-minute squash matches.
Right, yeah, anyway. Eight matches, whatever. And,
yeah.
How long could it possibly be?
Exactly. But, like, the stupid shit that they were saying was just like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? And just had me laugh. And they just say whatever the fuck comes to their mind. At one point, like, Mark Henry was talking about, like, how so many of the guys in one of the big tag team matches had fucking frosted tips. I'm like, he's like, this isn't wrestling related, but, fucking... And then he asked, like, some... He fucking asked fucking Big Show something stupid, and Big Show's like, all right, you're getting, like, way too, like, philosophical on me and shit, and my brain doesn't work like that. And I'm like, it sounds like me and you would do a fucking commentary.
It's insane.
It's just and like, then
it's,
fucking
it's almost like Missy Wrestling Theater, like, for real.
Because them two are just talking nonsense, and then what's-his-name fucking Excalibur is just trying to, like, actually call, like, the action. Like, randomly, like, guys, this is kind of what we're supposed to be doing, not just talking about stupid shit.
We did forget Shane of the Day. Oh, I forgot Shane of the Day, because we started talking about AEW immediately. But, cookies and cream. Cookies and cream, sexual chocolate.
All right. Got a whole theme going on randomly. Yeah, but,
somehow.
besides that, so that's all there really was to those. And Taz isn't bad on fucking
Usually Shivani's there. It's better off without Shivani, I think.
When it was, this week it was just Taz and fucking Excalibur, and it was like perfect. Like, all right, that's fine. And that little spot in Orlando that looks very reminiscent of like early fucking NXT fucking days. The fucking banners hanging up and everything in the background. Yeah, it is now, basically. Anyway, so then we had Dynamite first, which was, like, the real actual shit. And it was that first, number one contender Battle Royal. This week's the Casino Battle Royal.
Right, again, what is the difference?
I think this one they all started in the ring at the same time. The next one, they'll come out so many teams, like, maybe two teams per suit or something like that, roughly.
I mean, how many? Because that would give you eight teams in there.
Yeah, and this one had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This one had 12, so maybe they'll do...
Well, it's a Joker suit, too. So they might do two for the Joker suit.
Yeah, something like that. Well, you got to imagine, actually, this one team you got to take out of this anyway, because Red Dragon won.
Right.
This Battle Royale.
So, you think it's the same teams? You think there's some other teams in
there? Proud and Powerful 2.0, Red Dragon, Bucks, Best Friends, FTR, Private Party, Butcher, Blade, Dark Order, and Gun Club. So how many other tag teams can you think of off the top of your head that you could really replace in? I mean, maybe one.
You could get, like, Hollywood Blondes in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win, but you could throw them in there. I think the Young Bucks are going to win, so, like, they're going to be in.
Yeah, because especially with the way how this one broke down, when it came down to, it was basically... I was very pissed that fucking Proud and fucking Powerful fucking LAX 2.0, whatever fucking they're called.
Fake LAX is what they're called.
Fake LAX. Fucking... I wanted them to win badly. I don't know why. But then Red Dragon won, because it was Baldy from fucking FTR, I always forget which one's which. Both of
FTR.
That's Dax.
That Dax, yeah.
Yeah, Dax Hardwood.
Dax.
Kyle O'Reilly.
Hardwood, not Hardwood. Hardwood.
Whatever.
Sexual chocolate on your mind too, apparently. It is episode 69, so we gotta.
Dax.
Suck it. All right, go ahead. Dax Harwood.
It was Dax Harwood, Kyle O'Reilly. I think it was Matt Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know. I just call it Buck One. Every one of them is Buck One, unless there's two of them. The other one becomes Buck Two.
Okay, so Buck One. But I'm pretty sure it was Matt.
It was Matt, I think, though.
And I forget who the other last person was. Was it someone from the Dark Order? I feel like it was someone from the Dark Order. I'm trying to look that up. John Silver, so I was right.
Yeah, another baldy. You should have known that.
Yeah. But, yeah, Red Dragon ended up winning because he screwed over the Bucks. And I'm pretty sure that's why the Bucks are going to win the next one.
Right. And then it's really going to set up. Like, I don't think either one of them are going to win the title.
I don't think so, because I think they're going to be too fucking busy trying to fight with each other. Yeah. And then, you know, Jungle Boy or Lucha, probably Jungle Boy.
Yeah, it's not going to be Dinosaur.
Dinosaur's not going to win the match. Jungle Boy will definitely get the pin, probably, because they're bigger on him anyway. But yeah, and then that's going to set up fucking Kenny Omega to come back. Because it's definitely going to be like Omega in the box versus Cole and Red Dragon. Because I don't think Cole is going to win against Adam Page right now either.
Air Undisputed versus the Elite.
Yep.
Versus Bullet Club, which is Good Brothers and Jay White.
Yeah.
And fucking randomly other guy. What the fuck's his name?
Bay.
Yeah, Chris Bay. What the fuck? I don't want Drew blank on that one. It's usually your thing.
Yeah. Yep. See, I caught it too because I couldn't think of fucking Dax's name, and then I said Hardwood instead of Hardwood. So made fun of me, and that was your payback.
That's usually the way it is.
Yep. Our next match was the Kings of the Black Throne, which was Malakai Black and Brody King, versus the Death Triangle, which was Pac and Black Penta.
Right.
Dark Penta.
Whatever.
Penta, Squirrel, whatever.
Whatever the fuck he is today.
Yeah. Dude, he has more names than, like, most other wrestlers I can think of.
Yeah, I can't really think of another one that, like, has that many, like...
There's a few that had, like, a couple.
Because he's all the same name, but it's, like, something different to it.
Yeah, because like, there's Penta El Cerro Miedo, there's Penta Escuro...
It's fucking... like calling him the Architect Seth Rollins and freaking Seth Rollins. But it's no way near as bad.
No.
I mean, it's, I don't speak Spanish, and it has a lot to do with it, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they actually say. I just call him Penta.
Yeah. Penta is much easier to say. But that was a pretty good match. Fucking Penta made him swallow the fucking mist and shit. And then I think the biggest part of that is the fact that fucking Buddy Murphy or
Buddy Matthews,
as he's called now. Or just Buddy, because I couldn't think of his fucking...
He was just Buddy at the end.
He was just WWE. Buddy, which killed me, because he showed up, and I kept screaming, oh, it's Buddy, it's Buddy, it's Buddy. And I kept screaming to myself, it's Buddy, because I'm trying to remember his last name. But because of fucking WWE and cutting off someone's name every time they come up from NXT, like, I can only think of Buddy. They're like, Buddy Matthews. I'm like, I know that wasn't it, but I don't know why I can't think of what it was.
Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh, Buddy Matthews.
Yeah. But
I mean,
that was...
I think that's cool. I mean, like, it is what it is.
Yeah, because he showed up, and he's pretty good. I mean, I'll give him credit. In the ring, he's really good.
He's a great follower.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
He's good for a group like that.
Yeah.
Because you need someone to talk, and you have
Malakai. The group they should have done way more with was Seth Rollins' little following. They never even got a name, but it was like AOP and Murphy, and even for a little while, fucking Austin Theory.
Yeah.
Like, they could have done way more with that faction.
Yep.
Nope. 2 weeks. We're done with that.
Which is stupid because...
We're still waiting on Veer.
Yeah. Dude, Cody's going to show up before Veer at this point. But, I thought it was cool. And it was a nice little twist because I love how they do play on the history before AEW there. Because we all know that they had their little feud, fucking, they which was pretty feud. Good. It was actually a pretty good feud in WWE. So I like how they brought that history into it. But that was pretty good.
See, sometimes I like that, and then sometimes I'm like, dude, could you just do your own fucking shit?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm both sides of that. Like, sometimes it's great.
And then, sometimes like, it's great, and sometimes it's like, yeah, just come up with your own shit.
But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I like the fact that they actually use more wrestling history, too. Like, this is, like, the, you know...
Yeah.
A dog collar match, which, you know, was the setup beforehand of that. Do you think any of that fucking MJF shit is real?
I don't know. I definitely think some of it's real. I mean, I grew up a Jewish kid, and I got a lot of bullshit in school for it. I mean, only difference was I beat the shit out of the kids who tried to do that to me, because I wasn't a little geeky Jewish kid. So, but, like, I get some of that. Like, some of that is probably real. Is all of it fucking possibly real? No, because it's MJF, and you can never tell what's real and what's not.
I'm sure that was...
I do think that was one of the best promos of this entire feud, and that's saying something, because both of these guys are really good.
Right. But, it's just a good match, too.
Yeah. It's definitely... I think that's the match I'm most excited for out of this whole paper.
It definitely is. We'll do Prediction Friday for that later on.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to do... a few fights, probably just the one fight off of the UFC 270, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's only one big fight off of that, really.
Yeah, it's really just an expensive fight night. No yeah. titles, so. But anyway.
But speaking of promo things, then we had Jericho and Kingston.
Also two guys who can actually talk.
Yes. Also, randomly, I think that's the only reason I'm excited for that one, too. It's just because they can talk.
Yeah, that's not my favorite match on the card.
It's not my least favorite either, though.
No. It's actually one that I hate more. It involves Sting.
Yeah, because of the whole you need to stop wrestling thing. Like,
yeah.
It's okay. Can't you guys find one other person and he could just be like the manager?
I don't know, like that match to begin with, though. Like, I don't understand why Darby and fucking Sammy are together.
Maybe it's because of how fucking Rampage broke down.
Yeah, maybe, but like still...
It's a very thrown-together match. It's like, oh, we're going to take the TNT champion and some random tag team, which is the one I don't want to see, Darby and Sting.
Which means they're not a fucking Battle Royal thing.
At least, thank God for that. But then it's just like, and then we're going to face the Andrade fucking Hardy family.
Wood Cassidy.
Whatever, yeah.
Not even Quinn and fucking, it's the two heads and then random Cassidy.
Yep, exactly, which is so stupid.
I guess it's better than putting like fucking... Blade there, though, because what the fuck is the fuck was that?
Yeah, no one gives a shit least... about them guys. I always keep forgetting
that... At least they're pushing Cassidy a little bit.
I know, like, I always forget that they're a part of that damn fucking group until, like, they randomly show up with them, and I'm like, that's right. Like, I forgot that they're like, part of that.
It was random other people, and then, like, fucking Private Party.
Yeah. Then there was the Face of the Revolution fucking... qualifying match between Starks and Ten.
And if you didn't know who was going to win that...
You should have been able to tell who was going to win that. We all knew it was Starks.
Right.
Which is interesting because now Taz has him and Hobbs in fucking the same thing. So he's got fucking a third of a chance.
He's got two chances of winning. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But they're going to fight
33%
each other.
33% chance.
They're going to fight each other.
They're definitely going to fight each other.
They're not
going
to help each other. They're going to help each other in the beginning to eliminate Wardlow or...
Yeah.
Keith Lee and shit. But then once it comes down to climb that ladder.
I still feel like somehow MJF or Spears or somebody is going to cost fucking Wardlow that match, and that's how he's going to finally snap.
Probably, yeah, it'd probably end up being like that, like FTR or somebody.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're not going to win this other one. It's definitely going to be the Bucks. So they have nothing going on.
And who's
Spears
that?
Never has anything going on because he just is went from jobber to jobber.
Final qualifying for that rest of that match?
I forget who the final two are because Rampage had Cassidy and Thing.
Rampage, yeah, had Orange Cassidy.
I don't know who the
final
two are.
Not Isaiah Cassidy. We can't call him Cassidy and Cassidy if there's two of them. It's like calling him Cage over there.
Or Page. Speaking of Cage, his contract got picked back up, one-year thing, which...
That's shocking to me.
That felt weird to me, because the animosity between him and that company right now, which is why he really hasn't been on TV since October. There's been a lot of disputes between the two of them.
I heard that he, Brian Cage, and Cody Rhodes are going to come back as a like team and just take over. Cody Rhodes is going to use Cage for his fucking title shot.
Yeah.
Or something, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I've heard, that they're going to come back together, because, like, I mean, Cody didn't go anywhere. He's just off the TV.
Yeah, and you could honestly use the whole fact that he got one of the things that, you know, made him upset. And you could almost do like a weird NWO-ish thing with that. Which, I mean, given their affinity and love for WCW on this show and this brand or whatever the fuck you want to call
it. it would be a shock if it was like, you got to throw someone else in there first, so it was like Cage and someone else.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe Cage could be a third guy.
But the fact that Cody was like booted out of no longer being like a fucking EVP or right. whatever the fuck it was, you could definitely use that in a storyline angle.
Even though he still promoted AEW fucking shows.
Yes. But you still could use that in a storyline angle in some way if you wanted to do it that way.
I think they should kind of do it.
No, he's going to come in with his own little group and try to take over.
Maybe like it'll be Cesaro and Cage.
That wouldn't be surprising either, because, you know, Cesaro's best either fit here or ROH. I don't think he's best fit for Impact.
Actually, I think he is best fit for Impact. That's his best chance to win a fucking world title.
Yeah, for him to win a world title, absolutely.
Well, maybe ROH too, but like...
ROH for sure.
But
I mean, they...
In AEW, what's going to happen is he's going to come over, be the Chinese toy for fucking 6 weeks, and then he's going to be nobody.
Yes.
Like, it's just what happens. There's too many people there.
Yeah.
Way too many people there.
And I do feel like, also, though, if you did stick him with Cage, that just sounds like an instantaneous, like, way to just put him back in a fucking only getting a tag title fucking shot.
Probably. But.
Although, I mean, I don't know. Like, he's never been... He also hasn't had a lot of chances within WWE to really, like, try to, like, speak. We don't know if he's gotten any better. I mean, it's still Cesaro, so he's not going to be the greatest, but... Because that was always one of his drawbacks, I think, from becoming a world champion.
He's already built in feud with Kingston. You can do that one first.
True.
And then, like I said, I really think that you could be NWO with those three.
Yeah.
It fits to me.
Yep. I definitely see him being, like, beating Sammy for that TNT title.
So I'm saying, he's going to be a TNT title person.
You know?
And tag team's pretty depth, so like, I don't think he's going to win that either. But, like, he's going to have, like, a two-year run. He'll probably have the TNT title once.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Or maybe the FCW title.
Yeah.
Maybe you just fucking let him and Starks beat the fuck out of each other. That'd be fun.
I'd be fine with that.
He could swing Starks, like, fucking 300 times.
Yeah.
He's been Darby like 600 times.
I also could see him like in some type of feud with fucking Wardlow too.
Yeah.
Because I think that wouldn't be bad. That would be a good showcasing maybe for Wardlow.
They could put him in NWO, NWA, NWA. Let's see.
Yeah.
You put him in NWA and then it'd be him and Ortis and you could just uppercut the fuck out of each other for fucking 6 fucking minutes. Since that's all they do.
It's true. Also, let's get back. I guess we should get back to Dynamite a bit.
Yeah, fuck it.
There's Jade Cargill versus the Bunny, and I'm kind of sick of Jade Cargill already.
I'm gonna tell you, Jade Cargill is gonna be a superstar, though.
Yes,
she has the personality and charisma. If she could just get in the ring, and the problem with her getting in the ring is to let it be televised too much.
Yeah,
but making her the champion. But I'm glad to see the TBS championship was actually defended on TBS for like the first time, like ever.
Yes. So far, it's always been on Rampage, which makes no fucking sense if we're going to call it the TBS. But yeah, I mean, she's getting better, but she needs a lot more.
She does need a lot more.
Like, in ring, someone's got to train her better. You know, Take Auntie is going to be her like next victim, too, apparently. So
she is. That's that revolution.
Yeah. She's like, what, 28-0 now? Very Goldbergish, failing the way they're doing that for some goddamn reason. Like,
she has the look and charisma to be there. She just doesn't have the ring work yet. And
yeah,
let it build. I'm fine with it. You gotta build stars, right? You can't dog them for taking all the WWE people and then fucking not letting them build their stars too.
Yeah,
you can't have it both ways.
And then the night ended with the Garcia and
Daniel Bryan.
Bryanson.
Daniel
Bryan Danielson, fucking whatever the fuck his name is.
I'm kind of looking forward to that match a little bit too, but I think they missed the opportunity with not calling it a first blood match or not being let it.
I think with, yeah, with him and I gotta bleed with them first. Like, I think you missed an opportunity of not making that, like, I'm sure these two could probably make each other bleed in just a regular match anyway. But I think they missed the opportunity of bringing blood into that in some sort of way.
They're gonna bleed.
Yeah. Given what they, what he said to each other. And albeit D-Bry is like a little guy and everything, he fucking, he hasn't done a crazy ton of hardcore matches. He is brutal in his...
I'll tell you, when he grabs both their arms when they're laying on the ground and he starts kicking you in the face fucking 300 times.
Yeah.
That looks brutal as fuck to me.
That's what I mean.
And like, he did that shit as a face even.
Yeah. And he's got some nasty looking kicks and shit too that just like...
He can teach violence.
And that's the thing. He's not known for the same kind of violence as Moxley is, where I'm going to, like, tear you apart and shit. But he is vicious in his own wrestling sort of way.
Right.
You know? Very Benoit-esque kind of way. You know, like, in the ring, Benoit was pretty vicious like that with lots of submissions and shit. So, I don't know.
I thought it was a cool match, though.
I thought it was a great match,
2.0 actually. Wasn't there, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were there, and they attacked him afterwards, and which, Moxley came out.
Yeah, I mean...
Don't be surprised if you're the only one bleeding.
Yeah.
Which is fine, too.
Yes.
Anyway, that was probably the match of the night.
Yeah, in my opinion, it definitely was.
I mean, I guess Andrade... I'm not a big fan of Andrade, I guess.
I know. I wanted to like him for a minute in NXT, and I'm like...
No, I didn't like him then. Like... He's definitely not Santos Escobar.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to try to like him, but for some reason, it just... He's never... And then coming here, I'm like, oh, maybe this would be a little bit different. A little bit more creative control, a little bit more of a fresh start. And, like, yeah, I don't know. He's not that, like, entertaining to me. I don't know why people like him so much.
Because he's WWE. they hated him there, but now they love him again. He's... underutilized, blah, blah, blah.
He's still underutilized, honestly, if you think about it. So, and then we had Rampage.
Yeah, that was the Sammy Andrade match that I started to talk about. Which, yeah. I mean, wasn't really... That match was fine. I'm just not a super fucking fan of
Andrade. Yeah, the match was fine. It was a decent match. There was, you know, a few decent bits. And that's definitely what set up, I think, this stupid fucking...
six-man tag match. God damn. I'm done with it already.
Yeah, they said something about it, like, at some point after that happened on fucking Rampage, and I'm like, why is this a match? Like, I understand, okay, fine, you're putting Sammy with, like, Darby and Sting, but that doesn't make any sense to me either.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
You know, and you just... And it's just Andrade again, so it's like...
I feel like he just threw fucking Sammy in that instead of giving him his own match.
Yeah, why couldn't Sammy get... Jade's got her own match.
Right.
Sammy couldn't get a match, and you couldn't just let, like, Andrade and Hardy face Darby and Sting. Like, not that I really want to see that either, but that would have felt better to me.
Like I said, the only thing that's cool about it is it is a tornado match, so, like...
Yes, so everyone's in the ring to knock each other's heads off.
Everybody's on the outside of the ring, so it looks...
Yeah.
So Sting can go hide in the corner somewhere.
Oh, exactly.
Which is fine. Do that.
Yeah. And then QT Marshall came out and was yelling at Taz, and then he sent his fucking students after Hook, who just, like, ran to
them. Yeah.
Which was, like, kind of hilarious to me.
It's going to be QT and Taz.
Yeah.
QT versus Taz.
So weird. And then Scorpio Sky's going to get a fucking TNT title shot, apparently.
Oh, it's about time. He won that brass ring fucking a year ago. Hasn't done shit since.
Yep. So...
It's been 5 matches all year.
But, like, why couldn't... I'd be okay with that. Like, Sammy versus fucking Scorpio Sky out of nowhere at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Why, like, can't we do that?
That would be much better use of fucking Sammy, personally.
Much better use of the pay-per-view, too.
Yeah. So, and Wardlow went against Nick Comoroto and, like, powerbombed him 4 fucking times, which is a lot more impressive than all these little dudes he keeps powerbombing.
It is, but still, like, it is just another jobber.
Yes.
That whole fucking clique is a bunch of jobbers.
Yep.
Yeah, Serena versus another jobber.
Yes. Who was also on SmackDown. She was, she was on the SmackDown. Kiss Cam chick.
For Los Laredos.
Yeah. Lethal Lovers. Since we're getting all fucking sexual chocolate with it. But yeah, she won in like 2.5 minutes. Like, that's what I expect. Eventually, she's gonna fucking face somebody that's going to beat her, or at least last 5 minutes, and fucking, you know.
Yeah, I don't know who's gonna be, though.
I don't know either.
It's gonna be somebody random.
Yeah, and then there was... It's gonna be somebody random.
Like Roxy or somebody. Maybe yeah. She's going to WWE, and she ends up in fucking AEW. Beats her.
Yep. Somebody. And somebody that's not one of the jobbers she's faced so far. Or someone that's like a half a jobber, like Sky Blue or something stupid.
Right, it's going to be someone like Sky Blue. Or yeah, what the fuck's the name with fucking Varsity Blondes?
AQ. Oh, no. Julia Hart?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with her. She was on Dark with them, and she's just like acting weird. I'm still waiting for her to join the fucking stupid House of Black. House of
Black, whatever the fuck it's called today. Yeah.
There was a fucking stupid contract signing between Thunder Rosa and fucking Britt Baker. Which, I mean, that's gonna be a decent match.
I think it was gonna be fun. I mean,
last match those two had was pretty dope, so.
They didn't have a match, it was unsanctioned.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Even though they keep bringing it up during this whole fucking thing. So, that would be pretty decent. And then we had Cassidy versus Bowens for the fucking main event, which wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Bad. I saw Cassidy. Yeah, I liked the Acclaimed a lot, and I kind of wanted Bowens to win.
Right.
But I just knew that the way they are with fucking Cassidy, that, you know,
yeah, word he's to definitely going to be the stupid thing.
That was fucking retarded. Word to your mother. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, please don't. Like, he took the mic, and I'm like, is he really good? Either he's going to, like, bust out and, like, actually spit randomly and surprise everybody.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny, actually.
And I'm like, or he's going to say something stupid, and I'm going to be annoyed. And he said something stupid.
While we're on AEW, let's do our predictions for AEW.
Yeah, for
Prediction Friday. Revolution. Yeah, for Revolution.
All right. So, first up, we got Jade Cargill versus Tay Conti, and I'm pretty sure we know how this is going.
We're both picking Jade.
Yeah. I like Tay, but I don't think she's winning.
She's not winning.
She's not beating Jade Cargill right now.
Nope.
She's not going to be the one to end the streak.
She's not going to be the one to end the streak. She's not the Kevin Nash.
No.
Or Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Either streak.
Either streak. Doesn't matter. Then we have the HFO, which is, like we said, Andrade, Hardy, and Isaiah Cassidy. Isaiah.
Right.
With Mark Quinn and Jose the assistant. Versus Darby Allin, Sting, and Sammy in the tornado match. Right. Which I'm pretty sure the latter is going to win just because champion and it's Sting and Darby.
I think that's...
But I feel like with the tornado thing, it should be AHFO who wins.
Especially if Scorpio Sky has something to say.
Yes.
You know, like takes him out, and then, you know, they get an impromptu fucking match out of it.
That would be nice. Anything is better than that junk.
So I guess I'm going to pick... I don't want to pick Sting.
I know you don't want to pick Sting. I don't want to pick them, but I'm going to pick them to win because sometimes I just feel like...
Yeah, I'm... Fuck it. I guess I'm going Sammy and Darby and hopefully Sting just is in a corner somewhere.
Hopefully Sting gets knocked out and Darby and Sting...
Hopefully he's just screaming at the ring post by himself.
Then we got Jurassic Express versus Red Dragon versus TBD, which is probably...
Young Bucks.
Going to be the Young Bucks.
Yeah, that's what we say. Like we said earlier, I don't really see Jungle Boy losing it there.
No. No, especially if it's the Young Bucks. I don't right. see that title changing hands because Red Dragon and the Bucks are going to be fighting with each other too much, and then someone's going to get rolled up by Jungle Boy randomly.
See it. So I'm going Jurassic. So are you. So we're mm-hmm. not different at all.
Nope. And then we got Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley. I feel like Moxley needs to win this one since he brought up the fact that he's never beaten Daniel Bryan.
Right. I do feel like Moxley needs to win it, and I think that's the only way that this fucking faction is going to happen.
Yeah. They're going to have some ridiculous match, but he'll win, and then they'll join forces, I guess. And we got Jericho versus Kingston.
Oh, I'm picking Moxley.
I'm picking Moxley, too.
Okay.
I thought that was...
Yeah, kind of, I thought it was, too, but I just wanted to make
it clear.
Yeah.
So then we got Chris Jericho versus Eddie Kingston. I'm going with Eddie Kingston, although he's probably not going to win.
I'm going to pick Eddie Kingston to win because I think Jericho might put him over.
Yeah, he might.
You know what I mean? Give
Jericho does.
Yeah.
He has been more of that guy lately.
So I do think Kingston will win.
All right. I'm hoping, anyways.
Unless Cesaro joins that group instead.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, it's basically all... It's real Americans and Jericho.
And Jericho.
Whose wife was at the insurrection, so... I guess it kind of fits.
Yeah. And then we have Keith Lee versus Wardlow versus Hobbs versus Starks versus Orange and TBD, who I'm not sure who the fuck that's going to be just yet.
Me neither. I don't remember who the last match was, like I said, so...
I'd like Wardlow to win it, but I doubt that.
Wardlow might win that?
I mean, yeah.
But,
It's either Wardlow, it's either Lee, or it's fucking Starks.
So who are you picking?
I'm going with Wardlow.
Okay, I'm gonna pick Keith Lee.
Yeah, see, that was my, like, number two pick. I was trying to decide. I just feel like he might be too new to get that.
Me too, but I think they
But then might... again, they do push some of these guys pretty quickly.
I'm picking Keith Lee.
All right.
Okay, so we're different on one.
Yep. And then there's Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa. I feel like this might be fucking time for the titles to change hand because Britt's had it for a while, so I'm going Thunder Rosa.
I'm also picking Thunder Rosa. But I wouldn't be surprised if DMD retained, but I'm picking Thunder Rosa.
I wouldn't be surprised if she did, but I feel like this might be finally about the time. And then we got CM Punk versus MJF in a dog collar match.
I'm picking CM Punk to win.
He lost twice in a row.
Right.
In Chicago, so I feel like this is his turn to win if we're going to keep this feud going. Because if Punk doesn't win this... This feud should be over at this point.
I mean, the feud might be over anyway, but still.
Yeah, I'm going to go with CM Punk as well.
I'm going CM Punk as well.
And then we got Hangman Adam Page versus Adam Cole.
I'm picking fucking cowboy shit.
Yes, I am right away. He's not dropping the title just yet.
Not to Cole.
And this is, it's weird too, because this is very reminiscent of him facing Kenny Omega and another guy that fucking, you know, he fucking was under at some point in the Bullet Club. Or whatever.
All right, so we're only different on one, and it's the face of revolution, which means neither one of us could get any points out of that.
Yes. Yep. All
right, so like I said, I was going to just finish up the Prediction Friday.
Oh, yeah.
With UFC 272.
Yeah.
Colby Covington versus Jorge Masvidal. We're probably only going to do that one fight.
Yeah, because I don't really...
You know what? There's only four fights on the main card. Let's just do the main card.
Okay, that's fine. Sergey Spivak versus Greg Hardy. Spivak, Spivak, I don't know how the fuck you say that.
Sure, I'll go with either one of those names. I'm going to pick Greg Hardy.
I'm going with Sergey.
Okay.
We got Kevin Holland versus Alex Oliveira.
Well, it's cowboy shit, so I'm picking Alex Oliveira. Since he is cowboy as well.
Holland's
probably gonna win, but I just want to pick cowboy shit. Stay.
I'll go with you on that one.
All right.
Then we got Edson Barboza versus Bryce Mitchell.
Bryce Thug Nasty Mitchell.
Yeah, I think there's only one way to go with that, personally.
Yeah, Mitchell.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we got the Colby Covington versus Jorge Masvidal.
I'm gonna pick Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah. Okay. So we're only gonna be different on one then.
And that's which one?
Hardy and Sergey.
So, we're different on two things this week.
Yep.
And the scores are really close to begin with. I have 69. Yep. That's fitting on episode 69. And you have 67.
All right.
So you can we go both there at 69. Actually, we'd have more because we'd have all the other ones that are the same. Unless you only want to score the ones that we're different on. That's what we'll do since we're only different on.
Yeah, or otherwise we'll be at like 1,000 something at some point.
So we're only different one on Revolution and one on fucking UFC.
Yep.
So we're only going to score two fucking things.
Yep. That works. And we'll just see how right we are about all the other predictions.
Right. Well, next week's going to be different. Next week's going to be a watch and then review.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch matches and then we're going to review them.
Yep.
That's how I watch in Revolution. So.
Yeah, that would be fun. I always look forward to doing that for fucking. Yeah,
those are good. I like those.
Hey, we only got like four of those with AEW. Three, really. What? Full Gear, Revolution, and
All Out.
Double or Nothing. All Out. So four. All Out. But that's fine. That's kind of how it should be.
It's kind of how it should be.
There's four big shows a year, and you can do all your other TV specials.
Agreed. All right. Well, anything else from the week in wrestling?
Douchebag
of the day?
Douchebag of the day has to be Putin, I think. With
I guess Putin does fit.
The fucking world climate right now.
But more podcast related, let's go Cain Velasquez. He was involved in some shooting yesterday and wanted for like attempted murder now.
Jesus Christ.
So Cain Velasquez.
I'll go with Sonny because she got arrested again.
She also got arrested again. So. Sonny and Cain Velasquez. Hey, right, there we go.
Yep.
So anything else from the week of wrestling? Besides still waiting for Veer.
Still waiting for. I think we already covered like you know
new United States champion last night, Finn Balor.
Oh really? Yeah. I didn't watch Raw last night, so I usually don't watch Raw.
I didn't watch it either. I just happened to see it on my feed.
If I watch something extra, it's gonna be like SmackDown lately, yeah.
Which NXT, probably.
Yeah, because I'm still trying to get behind some of those newer guys, but I don't think there's anything else big at all. I don't know why we're doing Sami Zayn versus fucking Johnny Knoxville.
I don't either. King's I feel bitch like about that actually. If you want
yeah, to he's hang gonna bitch about that in a minute. Which I agree with him. Like, why are we doing this? Because that title used to mean something. Can we just give it back to the Miz or something?
Yeah, right.
Let him and Ziggler fight for it for like 3 months again. Like, at least that felt more important at that point in time.
Agreed.
It doesn't feel. It feels.
Miss Bad Bunny.
Yeah. That and the U.S. title is so, like, why do we even have them? Can we just merge them together and make one new title?
Like, I mean, he was on TV. He only lost one match their entire fucking time.
Yeah. I just, like, I don't know. I still don't think they have as much prestige as they should, especially the Intercontinental one. Like, it was always assumed that the U.S. was the jobber title. You know what I'm saying? Or the on-your-way-up kind of title. We'll give you an easy run with the U.S. title forever. Like, I mean, even think about, like, Dean had that shit for, like, over a year, too.
He defended it, like, twice.
Yes. But he had it for, like, ever still. I mean, it just feels a little bit more important if someone has it that they actually seem to give a shit about.
Agreed.
Because they gave it to Shinsuke, and he got, like, no TV time with the thing.
Yeah, no TV. He was hurt part of it.
Yeah.
But, like, still, like, it was just...
Sammy's isn't going to go far, I feel like.
All right.
That's about it. I don't think anything else exciting happened this week.
Okay, fine. So, Anchor.fm, King's Rant, and we'll be back.
Yep.
All right. Welcome once again to the Monday Night Rant. I am the king of old school, and for lack of a better term, it's time to play the game. Let's see where we go on this week. First off, I got a couple of things on my mind before I get into my little bit for the week. I didn't watch anything this week, I'm not going to lie, I had no ambition to. Not only that, but I really didn't feel like watching Raw. And Wednesday, I don't even remember what I was doing Wednesday, let alone why I didn't watch Dynamite. I think I passed out, to be quite honest with you. I don't even know anymore. So, and SmackDown, I just don't want to watch it right now. Let's see. You've got... what's going on? Let's... going through my notes. Actually, I have notes today. Okay. So we have Jeff Hardy has been all over the internet a couple days this week, saying that AEW, here he comes. Apparently his non-compete clause is ending in the next few days. I've heard different varying dates on that, but in either case, he should be, I believe he's cleared in either case by the time that that Dynamite rolls around this week. So, you know, he could end up there. He told people not to get too excited about it. Personally, I think he's going to end up there myself, just so he can do a one-off bit with his brother. I don't quite know how, but I think that they're going to end up doing a tag team thing at some point, just because they are the Hardy Boys. Personally, I'd like to see him go back to Impact more than anything else, just so he can don his alter ego, because, I mean, WWF couldn't get the rights to Matt and Jeff's altered egos from Impact, so they never introduced, what was it, Broken Matt Hardy and was it Willow? So, I mean, myself, I'd like to see him go back to doing that and doing like a Bray Wyatt Fiend thing. But you never know. I mean, hell, maybe AEW, where they worked with Impact, maybe they can get them to sign off on that and they can do something with it. Who knows? Who knows? But, yep. Another thing is, the guys touched on it briefly, or somebody touched on it. I don't even know if I read it online or if I listened to it last week, but with Jeff Hardy, he could reignite his feud with CM Punk. With his storyline of the way he left WWE, I mean, that could pretty much write itself if Punk wanted to go heel or something with his straight-edge lifestyle. And hell, for that matter, he could probably challenge Darby as well, because if I am not mistaken, I believe Darby is straight-edge and could go somewhere with that as well. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully he doesn't get entered into a title scenario right away. But, you know, we'll see what goes on with that. Next up, speaking of people that have been let go, Cesaro has been released from the WWE. No offense, but thank fucking God he is gone from the WWE. Maybe he can actually achieve something. He is the most underutilized wrestler they had on the fucking roster. Excuse me. That guy had he's got all the talent. He just didn't have the mouthpiece. And when they gave him the mouthpiece, they did nothing with him. I mean, he has a single. He had, what, one reign with the U.S. title when he first came onto the main roster? And that was it. He's multiple times with multiple different partners with the tag team belts. Tyson Kidd, Sheamus. Was he champions with Rusev at one point as well? I don't even know. But, I mean, he's got the talent. He definitely has the talent. He's like Chris Benoit, though, as he didn't have the mic skills. And they were trying to build him up. Every so often he did get that. He got one, to the best of my knowledge, one push. And it was at the very end of his run. It was, you know, a couple months ago when he challenged Reigns for the title. And you knew there was no way in hell that he was going to win that shit. So hopefully he lands, hopefully in AEW. I want to see him in AEW, if not ROH when they come back up. But I want to see him in AEW, and I want to see him actually get the recognition and push that he deserves. Moving on, Sami Zayn is the Intercontinental Champion, won it in, you know, blah, 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 which is just as well because, to be quite honest with you, I never saw Shinsuke even defend that motherfucking title to the point where I forgot that he had the fucking title. I mean, that was just ridiculous. I mean, that's pointless. And now Sami Zayn has it. And what's going to happen is at WrestleMania, he's going to be challenged by fucking Johnny Knoxville for the IC title. If Johnny Knoxville walks away with the IC title, that is going to diminish every little shred of validity that title ever had. That title used to mean something. It wasn't just a throwaway piece. It was the stepping stone for a lot of people's careers. Savage, Hart, Jericho, Angle, Miz, Edge. I mean, one of the greatest matchups of all time, rated as one of the best matches of all time, is WrestleMania 3 for that said Intercontinental Championship between Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat. I mean, that title used to mean something. And giving it to Johnny Knoxville, that's WCW shit right there. Okay, I mean, it's bad enough you got Bad Bunny out here running around, flip, 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 flip. But at least he has a shred of athletic ability and half-ass knows what he's doing in the ring. So, I mean, it's this to me is the equivalent of David Arquette winning the WCW championship. It's going to turn into a joke. And if he walks away with that belt, it could be, I hate to say it like this, but it could be the beginning of the end. Because that was the beginning of the end for WCW. Even though they were running through their popularity with that fucking movie, when they gave the belt to Arquette, it was the beginning of the end. It was written in the stars, so to speak. One more WrestleMania thought. I've brought it up last week with the double champ, with the championship versus championship. I'm curious how they're going to play this off. Will Reigns or Lesnar, or if there is a clean win, will they defend the two titles separately like Becky Lynch did, or will they defend both at once like Chris Jericho did back in, what was it, 2001, 2002? So, depending on how that works out, that's what I'd like to see. I've read online that Fox actually wants to have SmackDown have their own champion. Now, I don't know if that's going to actually be renamed and repackaged, the SmackDown champion, or what. But that's what I've read, is that Fox is putting their two cents into it and saying, nope, nope, you're not having just one belt. We want a belt exclusively for our show. So I don't know if that's what's going to happen. I kind of hope that that's a false rumor that's floating around, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I've said it years and years and years. I want to see SmackDown title and a Raw title and just call it a day. And if they want to have one big belt to unify the two, that's all well and good, but it's pretty much what you have now with the IC and US titles. You know, the only way I see them doing that and doing it justice is if they have the two titles, the Raw and SmackDown title, but you make it so that Raw and SmackDown are their own entities, and WWE is just the umbrella name like NWA turned into. Will it happen that way? Probably not. I got this feeling that it's going to be a Becky Lynch situation. But we'll see what happens. I'm hoping it doesn't end up like, in either way, it has the potential to suck. I mean, you got, at least for the first couple weeks, where if they both end up walking around, one or the other ends up walking around with two belts. Because it's just going to be a piece of shit until one of those belts changes hands. And I've got a feeling that it's going to be Lesnar that's going to walk away with it. Either that or there's going to be shenanigans and it's going to be nobody wins. Which is strongly where I think I'm going to end up. Where things are going to end up. The more I keep watching, more I keep reading, I think it's going to end up that way. I think it's going to be a bullshit ending where that no title's going to change hands. One last piece before I get into what I wanted to talk about is I also read online, and God, I hope this is wrong with the way the guys talk about him. But I read online that they're going to be bringing up and building up the next big face. As I've complained, and I've noticed a lot of other people complaining, that there's a lot of heels in the Federation. Well, they said that they're going to be bringing up the next big face soon. And one of the names that's floating around is Bron Breakker. Coming up to the main roster and immediately challenging for the U.S. Championship. Now, I'm hearing U.S. Championship, I'm hearing he's going to go straight to Raw. And that he's going to go in to a program where he's going to have the U.S. Championship, he'll drop that, and by the year end, he's probably going to end up with the belt. And he's going to find some sort of a... he's going to enter into a rivalry into a program with Austin Theory, which is going to revolve around the United States Championship and eventually the big belt. If this is true, it has some earmarks to be interesting, but I kind of hope it's not. So we'll see what happens with that. I'd like to see them try to bring up somebody else or bring along multiple others. They need multiple. They can't just have one. With that said, I want to bring up today's the last day of Black History Month. And I just wanted to touch on something real quick, and I want to raise a question on it. WWF at that time, it was WWWF, was in business for quite some time before they had their first all-black tag team champions in Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson, and they were the first, again, they were the first black champions. There was not a second all-black championship team until the Primetime Players over 20 years later. I believe it was almost 25 years later if I looked at it right. Now, there were black partners that held the championship. Ron Simmons, Farouk, what's his name? Kofi Kingston had it for a bit. The Rock was multiple-time tag team champion, just to name a few. But nothing, absolutely nothing on multiple black African-American champions. It took until the mid-90s for there to be a black intercontinental champion, which was Ahmed Johnson. With that belt, though, there has been a pretty good representation of black champions, because I believe that Rocky Maivia, again, The Rock, also held that title not too long after Ahmed Johnson did. I believe, what do we have? We have D'Lo Brown had it, The Godfather had it, Kofi's had it multiple times, Big E's had it, Apollo Crews has had it. I mean, there's been plenty of black intercontinental champions. And good for them. I mean, I just feel, my question is, why did it take them until the 90s to have the first black intercontinental champion? Because you did have black superstars at that time. What's to say that Bad News Brown, just to throw a name out there, couldn't have held the IC title at one point? What's to stop Bad News Brown from, he had the feud with Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper held that IC title for a couple months. Why couldn't Bad News Brown have been the, you know, one to take out that championship? I don't think he was in the WWF at the time, but why not? Why couldn't Coco Beware get a run with it? Aside from the fact that he, you know, was pretty much a jobber to the stars for most of his career. Why couldn't JYD, Junkyard Dog, why couldn't he get a brief run in the 80s with that belt? Hell, I'm stepping up my bit again, but why couldn't JYD get a brief run with the big belt? I mean, he was a territory champion on multiple territories. Why not? He was over. He was over. He was selling merch, too. Not as much as Hogan, but hell, no one sold as much as Hogan until Stone Cold came around. But I digress. Again, going into my thing, WWF Championship, it took them until 1998 to have a black champion. And again, that black champion was The Rock. There was not a follow-up black champion with the exception of The Rock's multiple reigns. There was not a follow-up black champion in WWF history. WWF title now. Not World Heavyweight. The WWF, the namesake title. Did not have a follow-up champion until Kofi Kingston, like 5 years ago. And since then, both Big E and Lashley have won it. Rightfully so. But there's been four black WWF champions in its illustrious career. I've been watching WWF for almost 40 years now. And there's, one every 10 years? Is that what you mean to tell me? Now, I know that back in the day, there weren't very many black superstars out there. But you mean to tell me that Shelton Benjamin couldn't have gotten a minor run? Even as a transitional champion? Do you mean to tell me that Papa Shango couldn't get some sort of a minor run? He couldn't have taken it off the Warrior? Or taken it off of the Undertaker? I mean, I wouldn't have said, you know, Charles Wright as the Godfather doing it. Hell, Mark Henry had the World Heavyweight as well as the ECW Championship. Why couldn't he go for the trifecta and go for three and go for the big one? I don't understand it. My question is this. And yes, there were multiple black World Heavyweight Champions. But the thing with the World Heavyweight Championship is that it goes back to WCW. And WCW, back in the early 90s, had Ron Simmons beat Vader for that championship. And since then, there were multiple black champions. There was Booker T, who was the five-time champion. You had, again, Mark Henry. You had Booker T make another run. You had Lashley take it. You had, there were other black champions, and I'm sure that I'm missing some. But that belt was used as a joke, in my opinion, to a lot of extent. But I just don't get it why some of these guys didn't get any more of a push. So my question is, why did it take so long when there were wrestlers that could have done it? And do you think it is the product of the time? Or do you think that it is Vince McMahon and or WWF creative being racist? That's my question. And I have no answers to that. When I looked it up, because I wanted to do something on Black History Month, I looked it up, and I was actually in shock, because I didn't realize just how few black champions there were. So, guys, if you want to touch on this, feel free, please. So I've been working on this one all month, so feel free to chime in. With that, I'm going over on my time again. I can't believe that I went on this rant again. And we'll see what goes on. With that, I'm done talking to myself. Bye.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man. Check him out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check him out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the Background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
Okay, we're back. Just to clarify, King, Cesaro was not released. He left on his own.
Yes. It was his contract expired.
Right, which is fine. Like that's why I think he's going to be in fucking AEW, even though it's crowded.
It is very crowded.
He's not going to win a title in AEW either.
No, and if he does, it's going to be a TNT title.
Right.
He's going to be relegated.
Tag team title.
Yeah, one or the other. He's going to be relegated to those two for, like, ever. He's never going to be a world champion.
And I, first black tag team champions, R-Truth and Kofi Kingston.
Yes. In also 2012.
And also the New Day were before Primetime Players.
Yes.
The Primetime Players took it from the New Day.
Yes. Like, that was, like, what, 2016?
Yeah.
Sometime. So, you know, yeah. Quick little clarification.
All right. I mean, we could be wrong, too, for all I know, but as far as I'm concerned, like, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to touch on from King?
No, I think we touched on a little bit of it already. With, like, bullshit with Sammy and the IC title and all that. So
fuck that.
That whole thing's pissing me off so much. But
I don't think it's the beginning of the end, though.
It's not the beginning of the end.
I don't think Sammy's going to lose it anyway. I think Sammy's going to beat the fuck out of fucking
Knoxville. I hope so. It would be okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, Knoxville could take a beating for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's done enough stupid shit in his life. I'm sure he's okay with a little pain.
Okay. Exactly. All right, so because it's our 69th episode and we're fucking 12, we're going to do Smash or Pass, essentially.
Yes, basically.
From the wrestling...
People from the wrestling world, which is a lot of people.
Is a lot.
All right.
I'll start off easy then.
Okay.
Emma.
Oh, yeah, Smash.
Yeah, Smash.
That's an easy one.
Right, Smash.
Cody Rhodes.
Before or after Tattoo?
Before Tattoo.
Smash.
Yeah, absolutely. After Tattoo, that...
No.
That changes after Tattoo. After Neck Tattoo.
You're right.
The Dream Tattoo is fine.
Yeah, I'll live with that one. That's cool. Whatever.
But the Neck Tattoo is just not happening.
Nope. Not at all. All right. Paige.
A Smash.
Okay. I say Smash too, but can I go before Woods? Like, Woods can be there, but I want to go first.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'd rather be first. I don't want to be second. All right. Let's see. I don't know. Now I'm drawing a blank. I said this was going to be easy.
You can't just pick names. I just can't pick a fucking name.
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Yeah, it's probably going to be a Smash.
Yeah. I do have a mate. I mean, he is in my fucking Rushmore, for crying out loud. So.
Okay, fine. Undertaker, since he's in your fucking Rushmore.
Undertaker. Sure, but it has to be like Ministry Taker.
That's weird.
Like, I don't know.
Freaky
why.
Shit, huh?
Yeah. I just don't want current Taker.
Because he's old.
Yeah, he's old.
We'll be able to get it up for you.
Yeah. He doesn't look as good anymore.
I'm probably going to... I'll pass. in all of those.
Yeah.
Not
I'm just being fucking retarded. Yeah, he's a dead man after all, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll give you one. Here we go.
Let's see.
My turn. Oh, no, it is your
turn.
Yeah,
because you went with Taker afterwards. Pain in the ass. Let's see. Taya Valkyrie.
Smash.
Yeah. That's an easy one,
I think. Okay. I'll give you an easy one. Io Shirai. Smash twice.
That was an easy one. That was a really easy one. Let's see. Fucking Austin Theory.
He's got that pretty boy look, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think that's an easy one.
Probably Smash, yeah.
Yeah. For a guy, that's an easy one. Pretty boy.
He has some pretty decent abs.
Yep.
What about I give you Jade Cargill?
Yeah.
Smash. I mean, she's smashing you.
Yeah. It's just, okay, as long as, like, yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
smash.
Yep.
Also, for some really good abs.
Yes, probably better than Theory's, actually.
It's up there.
Let's see. Who could I use? Britt Baker.
I'm going to say pass because she's a dentist. I don't want her sticking her fingers in my mouth.
Yeah, I'd probably pass. I don't like dentists at all.
Right, it happened. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't like dentists at all. I also don't like people touching my mouth either, so.
Right, I know she's going
That's
to.
A weird phobia that I have, so, you know. She's definitely, yeah, she's definitely a pass.
Abaddon. Without makeup.
Without makeup, that's a possibility. With makeup, I'm not getting behind that with the makeup. I'm a little kinky, but I ain't that guy.
So as Abaddon, it's a pass.
Yes.
But as whoever her real name is,
yes,
it would be a smash.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah, I'd give her that. Yeah.
Because I'm not that fucking, just like, you know, fiend. Your turn, by the way.
I don't know why it's so hard to think.
Just say names.
Mick Foley.
That's definitely going to be a pass. I think it's a pass even for himself.
It's a pass for Foley. It's a pass for all four of them.
Right.
Foley and
Cactus Jack. Cactus
Jack. It feels like it would just hurt. Like, that would be some total fucking painful shit. No. No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm passing on all of them. And I don't want a sock shoved in my mouth either. So.
I get it. Exactly. The same fucking principle.
Yeah.
It's the sock. Yeah. Okay. Ricky Starks.
Yeah, he's a pass. He's pretty, but he's not that pretty.
Fuck it, smash.
Let's see. Statlander.
As the alien?
Yeah, I guess.
Pass.
She's not that kind of alien, so I guess I'd smash.
Alright, fair enough.
She still looks human.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Men in Black shit. You ever seen Men in Black?
They all look human until their face is gonna be off. And Captain Kirk was the fucking shit, so.
Jim, you got to stop fucking green women.
Oh, God.
Okay, fine. You want to do stupid shit like that? Luchasaurus.
That's a pass for sure.
Because it's a dinosaur?
Yeah.
I'm also gonna pass. Yeah. Still,
like, yeah, the mask would definitely be off-putting in that scenario, especially like the green tongue and stupid shit he does. Like, no, thank you. Okay, let's see. Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch, I'm gonna pass on. I just think her voice would be annoying.
I mean, she doesn't have to talk, so.
So you're smashing, huh?
Yeah, fuck it.
Is there a Becky Lynch of choice?
Not this Becky Lynch that we currently have. Right before, when she won that Mania that year and became Becky Two Bills, that would be the best Becky, I think.
Okay.
Becky right now and Seth right now are very annoying.
They are very annoying.
I just don't like their current
personas. So you get both in a package deal. Smash or pass.
If it's both in a package deal, I'm passing then. Nope. Because they just... He looks like an idiot every week. I don't know, like, what drugs he's taking.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's on at all.
Because he's on but some he's acid or some shit, you know? Like,
like, what is wrong with you, dude?
Yeah, it's bad. I like Seth so much, too, but, like, not right now.
Super kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And like you said, Becky's also super annoying.
Becky is, because she's like him now, with a stupid, ridiculous, like, fashion style. Like, why do you have to do that? This is wrestling.
He's wearing her clothes.
Yeah. Apparently she's wearing his. I don't know.
She's the man, so. Anyway. What else you got? I give you a package deal, so you gotta turn pick again. I also passed on a package deal.
Yeah. That's not a good package deal at all. Let's see. Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross is crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
I'm probably gonna go with Smash. As long as she's not the superhero. Can I have the crazy one?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd take either one, I guess.
I see all right, superhero.
Yeah, cosplay's okay with me.
You do like Marvel a lot.
Yep. Alright, your turn.
Alright. I'll give you another package deal. Edge and Beth. But it has to be the same time. You can pick either Edge and either Beth, though.
I mean, I'd accept that package deal back in, like, you know, late 2000s when they both looked a lot better. I mean, Beth doesn't actually look that bad, but I don't want current Edge, so... I guess any Beth would be okay, but it has to be, like, you know...
Has to be, like...
Younger Edge.
What's his name? Sex Castle? Dalton Sex Castle, or whatever the fuck his name was. Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, I think
Hard Castle?
So. Something stupid like that.
Definitely some fucking Dax Hardwood name. Yeah, so, like you said, Beth is probably... Good in any stage.
Yeah, I just don't want current Edge because he looks too old and gray for me to deal with that.
Like, could I have like short haired Edge when he was on Haven?
That would actually be fine. I'd be okay with that. That'd probably be better than any of the older Edges, to be honest.
There we go then. So we get short haired Edge.
So now I gotta pick somebody, right? My turn.
Yep.
Alright, I'll give you a package. This one's probably a little bit easier. Miz and Maryse.
Oh, I hate them. So pass. See, you thought it was going to be a smash.
Yeah, I did.
What are you choosing?
I do hate the Miz a lot.
I also hate Maryse a lot, so like...
I don't hate Maryse. I hate her voice, though.
Well, she's French. So...
French Canadian. French. Technically slightly different. I mean, well, because the French thing is kind of sexy, but when you're French-Canadian, it's not the same, so... yeah, I'm going to pass. Fuck it.
Oh, I'm going to pass. All right.
Yeah, just because I don't want the Miz. I'd be okay if it was just Maryse, but not them two together. I feel like that would be annoying.
All right. I think this is easy. Sasha Banks.
Yeah, especially in the Sailor Moon cosplay.
I'm not a pedophile, so I'm not going to say that. So I'm just going to make regular Sasha.
I said cosplay. Every guy thought that when she came out of that stage, though. Every guy was very okay with that, especially if they've seen Sailor Moon back in the day.
So I'm going with Bastion, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
A couple more.
All right. Fuck it, we'll do Bailey.
See, I don't want her as the little hugger.
I don't want her as a hugger because she's too kitty. But I feel like her
you
other...
Kinda, you kind of like the fucking Karen?
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing that's tough is because her other persona then would be, yeah, exactly, freaking her
Karen. I want to say Smash, but as Karen.
Yeah. Be a very, like, revenge Smash kind of feeling thing, I guess. I don't know.
Guess.
All right, yeah. Your turn.
Beulah McGillicuddy.
Beulah, huh? God. I just watched ECW, like, last night, too, when I was falling asleep.
I watched Beulah versus Alfonso. You want to watch a cool match? Watch that. Because none of our wrestlers, they beat the little fuck out of each other.
I'll pass on Beulah, though.
Yeah, I'll probably pass, too.
I don't know why. I just...
This is just like, you just beat the little fuck out of you like she did Alfonso.
Let's see. Sammy Guevara. It's an easy one for a guy, I think.
Yeah, fuck it. Smash.
He's pretty. I mean...
He's kind of cocky, though, if I want to hit him in the face.
Yeah. Fuck it.
All right, last one for you.
Okay.
Package Deal.
All right, who?
Brie Bella, Daniel Bryan.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, about.
I don't like the Bellas at all anyway, and Daniel Bryan does not help that cause at all. He's going to try to break my arm during another thing too, probably. Like, nah, I'm good.
And she just be yelling Brie mode the whole time.
Brie mode! Yeah, no. That was an easy pass.
All right. Last one. Shoot.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of another fucking package deal. How about fucking Chelsea Green and Zack Ryder?
Pass, but because of Chelsea.
Really? Okay.
And I want Cardona, not Zack Ryder.
Okay, whatever. Fine. Matt Cardona.
Could I have a package deal for Zack Ryder and Eve Torres?
That sounds better. That does sound better. I mean, even Emma, too.
Emma's already a category, so...
I know.
Anyway, you gotta go Chelsea Green and Zack Ryder, as you said.
I'll smash. They're both decent enough. Alright.
Alright.
That's our fucked up smash or pass.
That was dumb and pointless, but whatever. I wasted 20 minutes. Sorry.
Yep.
So next week we'll do the watch and review that we haven't done in a while.
Yep. We'll have that for Revolution.
And our two picks that were different.
Yeah.
And one of them probably won't give us any points.
Yeah. Well, we might not get any points at all. I mean, I think Miles Vidal is going to win. That's definitely a...
Yeah.
We could both be wrong with the fucking AEW one.
Right, exactly.
Because I don't even remember who the last spot's supposed to be.
The only fight we're different on is that one fight.
Which was what?
Spivak and Hardy.
Yeah. Which could go either way.
Right. So, I mean, only one point could probably get gained. Because we don't know what happens in the face. We don't know the other fucking person in the face of Revolution.
I don't remember who it
could be. Fucking Jeff Hardy for all I know.
I do feel like that. Maybe that's how that fucking full falling out between Andrade and Hardy fucking... They could be bringing in Jeff there.
Yeah.
At some point. You know. What
better way than put him in a fucking ladder match?
Because maybe Andrade pulls some of the group away. With them. Like, maybe he takes, like, Blade Butcher and Bunny with him or something. Yeah.
It literally said Hardy be fucking beat the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Seriously,
too.
Just call it what it is. Let them do one fucking run a tag team.
You gotta let them do that one more time. Before neither one of them can anymore.
But they all become fucking yelling at the wall.
They are very close to that.
I mean, Hardy's doing a good job of just being a manager. For the most part. A couple matches here and there. Let them fade off into the sunset. Like, that's... You're not quite yelling at the wall yet.
Yeah.
to do that.
Toeing the line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He's in the room.
Yeah.
He's just not yelling at the wall yet.
He's in the room, just not yelling at the wall. It's a good analogy, I guess. Yeah, he's definitely in the room, just not yelling at the wall. And this should be a special little room for, like, the Ric Flairs of the fucking world, too.
A special room because it's small, so all it is a wall. So you can just yell at the wall. He's in the closet.
Fucking Ric Flair. The guy just doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut.
Just shut up. I don't care. And, God, there was this stupid thing where, like, McMahon challenged Hulk Hogan in WrestleMania. No thanks.
What?
Yeah, no thanks.
No. No, can we
not do that?
Why are we, like, why is that even a discussion?
And McMahon versus Pat McAfee at WrestleMania? Which I think is going to beat Austin Theory versus Pat McAfee at WrestleMania, but... Or a tag team match.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee and Cody Rhodes versus McMahon and Austin Theory.
I don't want to see that at all.
It makes it better. I mean, that match way better if I added Austin Theory and fucking Cody Rhodes to it.
Fucking Pat McAfee. He's better on just leaving him on fucking commentary.
Yeah, that one match with those couple matches with Cole.
Yeah, a match with Cole, and then he was part of the fucking
Blood Games.
The War Games match. Yeah. I forget who else was on his team. Wasn't it like Lorcan and
it was Birch. Lorcan and Birch. And
is Dunn the other one?
Dunn is the other one.
Yeah.
Because it was like his little crew that he like hired.
Yeah. Which was fine, actually.
Yeah. I think he did okay in that match, too.
Yeah.
I just don't think McMahon needs to be in the ring. He can go yell at the fucking wall.
He is a yell at the wall. I don't know what he's got going on with his company right now. But it's gotten to a boring point. Which is sad because usually the like road to WrestleMania is like one of the best points of the year.
Right now it was like, why? None of this shit makes any sense.
And we're supposed to fill two nights of Mania with all this shit.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel like there's enough going on right now to justify two nights. To be honest, because you're talking at least 4 hours each night,
and you took away a match because there's only one fucking title, big title match.
Yeah, because you put both the titles in the same fucking match.
Right.
Which is definitely going to turn into some type of unification, but if SmackDown does really want their own title, I don't understand how that's going to work.
It's going to be on SmackDown. USA doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, back when Lesnar was a part-time player, he was gone all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And he was their champion forever.
It's true.
They don't give a fuck to the champions on there.
Nope. Fine, just put it... Unify them and put it on SmackDown.
Bring back the big gold belt. Piss off Ric Flair. Yes, we got Hogan and Shane and McMahon. It's gonna be McAfee and Hogan versus Shane and fucking Vince.
Yep. Shane's gone, though, isn't he, technically?
Hey, Shane, come back to work for me. Okay. Contract fixed. I don't understand a problem with that. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's like if Tony's dad fired him, like he's gonna come bring him right back.
Yeah. It's true.
He's not gone. He's just not he's just not doing what he thought he was gonna be doing.
That he's doing some
he's in punishment.
WCW show.
He's grounded. He can't use his phone. No video games for him.
God.
Anyway, rambled on for way too long at the end of this. Anywho, we're leaving, right? Is that what we're doing now? We're going. Gonna go bye.
Bye. we're done talking now.
Until next week, motherfucking deuces.
Peace. It's Tuesday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, Episode 71, Season 3, Episode 24, Face of the Revolution.
Yeah, that works. I'll give a quick happy birthday to Iron Sheik, Jordan Devlin, and MJF, which is fitting, as well as Dee Snider, Bret Michaels, and Mark McGrath. And Will I Am.
Mark Hoppus.
Yeah, Little Dickie.
Which other random people. Yeah. Sid Wilson.
Yeah.
Joseph Hahn. Anyway, strain of the day is Rainbow Chip.
Yep.
We're going to watch and review Revolution.
Yes. We did the buy-in last week.
We did buy-in last week. You know, that we had to.
Yes.
And then maybe we'll do some Stone Cold stuff, because tomorrow is 316 day.
Yes, it is.
And also, rest in peace to Bad Guy Razor Ramon. Yes.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that until you said that.
Yeah, well, that's why I said it, because you forgot about it.
The bad guy.
anything else before we get into the show?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, so we're going to watch the first match, which is Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho. Come back and give you our thoughts on that.
Yep.
All right, we're back.